You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey CFRC listeners, in celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queen's community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queen's students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queen's community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
First class, touching down in India. They know me out in Punjab, all the way out to Libya. My song blowing the roof off.
every time I sing in them. And when I hit a stage, they all tell me break a tibia. Did you catch the idiom? Give me a break. How many things can I fit in a day? Whoa, couldn't do minimum wage. Invested in me and the dividends paid. Whoa, they said I fizzled away, right? Couple of minutes of fame, right? Now I'm a national treasure. Whoa, feel like I'm Nicolas Cage. Phone call, I'm the one they ask for. I'ma shoot my shot. Don't know what I'd ever pass for. Been around the globe. Go ahead and check your passport. Family, my task force. They the only ones I go to bat for. Step in the bank. Know my name. I'm a usual. Turn the studio into my cubicle. Working way too hard. She say I'm losing you. Take care of myself. Check the cuticles. Asking how I keep on writing this, but I ain't even know. Something greater got the pen and something I ain't even wrote. This a God-given talent, something I ain't even chose. Nah, flowing through me, I ain't even spoke. Wait, little bit of Jid, little bit of Mac Miller, little bit of Vic, little bit of Mad Villain. Made it all beast like Dilla, feeling like Eminem with the juice, that's Godzilla. Told him I don't wanna give it up. Every day when I wake up, I live it up. Took a deferred, it's like I hit a triple jump. 50 a show when I showed us the minimum. Lots of phone calls, I'm the one they ask for. I'ma shoot my shot, don't know what I'd ever pass for. Been around the globe, go ahead and check your passport. Family, my task force, they the only ones I go to bat for. Step in the bank, know my name, I'm a usual. Turn the studio into my cubicle. Working way too hard, she say I'm losing you. Take care of myself, check the cuticles.
There's a story of a boy that, truth be told, should barely be alive, but he is. He rolled his first cigarette when he was only 10 and hasn't stopped since then. He'd show up drunk to school hoping nobody would ever call him out for falling down. Don't get me wrong, he meant no harm. He only wanted to be someone, to feel something. There ain't no end to this story yet. He's still living out his life, pretending to be alright. No one checks in, cause they think that's just him. He's probably fine, living life one day at a time. He ain't alright. Try to hide smoking joints, always taking walks, but he got caught and brought back home. His mom was out, but his sister told the cops she'd let him know. She never did, but if she had, there ain't no end to this story yet. He's still living out his life, pretending to be alright. No one checks in, cause they think that's just him. He's probably fine, living life one day at a time. He'll be alright. This makes me think he can't be alone, acting like ain't nothing wrong when he's barely hanging on. Guess we all know this boy by a different name, waiting on someone to go and check on him.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm here with Jessica Wolowicz to talk about her new single, This Is It, which released last Friday, February 28th. We're going to be talking all things production. Jessica, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
I have a couple questions about your track. I was just going to ask in general, what was the songwriting process for this piece? I know that you said it was initially envisioned to be played by Business Venture Band, which was your band last year. What was it like transitioning to having this be like a single artist production? And like, did you have to change the song at all?
Yeah, this song has gone on quite a journey. So I first wrote it before I was working with the band, before the band existed. I wrote about half a song and it was just solo, sad girl acoustic, very similar to my music that I had out before this song. And then while working with the band in rehearsals, we were talking about songwriting and saying, oh, well, maybe Jess, I know you write some solo stuff. Maybe we can try working those into a band context.
That's always what you want to hear from the band.
Yeah, I was like, magic words. Yeah, we can make that happen. And then there was this joke in rehearsal where Is This It by The Strokes, our bassist kept referring to it as This Is It. To the extent that I was like, all right, girl, I'm going to write you a song called This Is It. And then as I was going through my back catalog of songs, I found this slow acoustic ballad that I kind of realized if I amped up the energy and changed a few lines and made Don't Tell Me This Is It kind of the bridge hook, I could kind of rework it and make it into a band song.
So that's how it came to be.
And after Business Venture broke up when everyone moved away, I wasn't sure if I would return to it. And then I did some summer gigs, and a lot of my friends that had come to the Business Venture shows were fans of the song, so they asked me to do it solo acoustic, and then I grew to love it in that context. And then when I went to the studio to work with Jonas Bonetta, he was so fantastic. I'll talk about him so much when talking about this song today. I brought him a couple different demos, and initially I knew that Ashtray Whispers, which came out in the fall, was a song that I really wanted to do with him. But we had enough time to start another song, and the one that he was drawn to was also This Is It. So that's kind of where we started working on it. And I thought that we'd kind of strip it back from the Business Venture version, have it be more of like a Fleetwood Mac kind of energy.
Interesting. Okay.
And then he just started playing this bass line that was really driving. And I was like, oh, that bass line is so cool. It kind of reminds me of this synth pop song that I really, really like.
Okay.
And then we just kind of went from there and it turned into a synth pop track. I remember telling him, I was like, this is so different from what I usually do. Like, I kind of envisioned this as a more laid back song, not necessarily like a pop song.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't know, man, stop writing bangers if you don't want to produce a banger. Like, that's what we're here to do. So yeah, that's kind of the journey of it.
That's a good producer. I was going to ask about that because I think a lot of your other releases have been pretty acoustic focused. And this is definitely like, a pop song for sure. It makes me think of like Phoebe Bridgers' Sidelines, which came out like after Punisher, which was like, I mean, Punisher was definitely like, there were some pop songs on that for sure. But yeah, I feel like Sidelines was more electronic from her. And I don't know, I often think of you as like the fourth member of Boy Genius.
Oh my God, the way
that you write is very like,
my ego,
it makes me think of them.
My ego is about to explode.
But yeah, so do you think that you would, given that experience, like want to produce more synth sounding songs, or are you still more inclined when you write to kind of turn acoustic? I know you write on guitar, right? So
yeah,
that sort of like influences that process, or
It definitely does. I think this song is part of what has kind of put me on the path of wanting to have a little bit more full sounding music than maybe my first two singles that were kind of catered towards performing solo.
Okay.
So some of the stuff that I'm working on now, I think it'll fall kind of in between, kind of more at the Boy Genius energy.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to people about having a backing band when I'm doing like shorter set shows, like if I'm doing an opening set for someone or if it's a bigger venue. Obviously for my music-y shows, which I love so much, those will stay solo, and I kind of use those to workshop my stuff. And those shows are such a good opportunity for me to kind of pick and choose which songs I'm going to take into production.
That's cool.
But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what direction the EP ends up being. I'm still in very, very early stages of new music, but I think it'll ultimately fall in between the energy levels of Ashtray Whispers and This Is It.
Okay, yeah. I was going to ask because, I mean, it wasn't, I guess, inspired by The Strokes, or it had that connection with The Strokes, but that, I feel like that song, or I'm getting them confused. Is This It? Is This It? Is very driving, as is This Is It. And there's kind of that, like, I mean, the Strokes have that sort of sardonic, like, songwriting style. And I think, I mean, I don't know, the lyrics to this one seem a little bit more driven or a little bit more aggressive. Like, would you say that that was influenced by the connection to the Strokes, or is there a different influence on that kind of, like, lyrical style? Or
If anything, I'd say the lyrical style felt more influenced by listening to a lot of Fiona Apple in that time of the year. I don't know. I don't think there was too much sonic connection to the Strokes. It was kind of just a funny anecdote with the title. I'm not really sure. It was one of those bridges that I wrote in like one go.
Okay.
Like there was no like, oh, what should be the next line? Like it all just came out at once.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'd have to pick one influence, it would be Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple, I mean, that's a classic. Yeah. You can't really go wrong, I guess.
But yeah, maybe I should play with some synth songs on the
I really liked it. I mean, if you have anything like that, it will be heavily streamed on Indie Wake Up Call here, of course. But well, you mentioned earlier that you worked with, I forget his name, but you talked about your producer.
Yeah, Jonas.
What was that like? Can you speak to like having this? I mean, I guess you had kind of written the song already, but having the production process be collaborative.
Yeah, it was so cool. I'm going to say the word cool a billion times when talking about this, but it was one of the most fun experiences of my life. It all started again. It all goes back to Musiki and those solo shows. Someone came up to me afterwards at the bar and they said, have you thought about doing any production? There's this studio north of Kingston that I think would really fit your style if you consider reaching out to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked through the Instagram and I wasn't really sure about it. And then another musician also mentioned it to me, and I was like, okay, all right, I see that there's some connection here. And so I checked out his website and listened to some of the artists that he's worked with, and he's got a crazy list of like musicians that I love and admire that he's worked with in the past. So ultimately I sent him an email, and then he asked me to send him some demos, and he kind of is able to, I guess, in a way pick projects. Like he'll like see if the artists that reach out to him are working in a direction that he thinks he can go in.
That's awesome.
And so we had a pretty lengthy phone call talking about musical influences and kind of how I would want the fully produced song to sound, which isn't how it ended up sounding at all the studio session. And then I ended up booking a day late August to go up to the studio. And we were going to do 2 days back to back. And because he's kind of out in the countryside, he has an artist cabin where you can stay.
Cool.
I try not to like freak out about the fact that I've now stayed in the same cabin that Claro has stayed in.
That's so cool.
I've had my morning coffee on the same couch as Claro. So that's like the closest taste of fame that I've had yet. And then I actually ended up waking up really sick on the second day. So I had to come back a few weeks later.
Oh, shoot. I wonder if that happened to Claro.
I hope not. Goodness. He said that it was like the first time that it had ever happened to someone there. He's like, I don't even know what to do. But yeah, when we started working on the song, it was just pulling the instruments together one by one. And he started exploring these different synth sounds. And we kind of latched onto that sound. And he and I had so much fun. We were like dancing in the studio, like grooving in the chair as he's working.
That's awesome.
I'm like forgetting what other parts of the question.
No, honestly, I just wanted to hear about that experience. And I feel like you can really hear the joy that's in the song. I mean, I don't know. It's not a really joyful song, I guess you would say.
It's like cathartic to write it, though.
Yes, that release. Like, you can definitely hear that, which is awesome. So would you consider working with him again, like, given your experience?
100%. If he'll have me, yeah.
That's awesome.
He's so, so cool, and he's so open. He told me very early in the production process, he was like, this is your song. I have no ego in this. If I try something out, or if I'm playing a synth sound that you don't like this is your project. I will not get offended if you tell me not to do something.
That's great. That's good. And so how did you produce Stay and Ashtray Whispers? Was it with a different studio or self-produced?
Yeah, Ashtray Whispers was with Jonas. Okay. And then Stay I did with Savannah Shea, who lives in town. And she, when I reached out to her, she was like, I'm not a producer. And I was like, yeah, but some of your Instagram clips and stuff sound pretty good.
True.
And I'm really new to this, and I don't want to invest in spending like a lot of time or a lot of money going out to a studio.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really kind about it and helped me kind of do the vocal harmonies and the doubles and kind of give me some direction on that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm happy with how it turned out as kind of like a bedroom recording as a first single. But then Astro Whispers and This Is It, I got the professional studio experience of going out and really, really working on them for a long periods of time.
Which is awesome. And I feel like you can hear that evolution. Like, I think it definitely contributes to the song, especially This Is It having just, I feel like it's so layered and you can hear kind of the expertise on every layer, which is really cool. So I'm glad you had that experience.
Yeah, thanks. There's so much fun stuff going on in there. Like, I could get really nerdy about the production for sure. There's one sound in the first chorus where it's like this little like kind of more rhythmic synth bit that's buried in it. And it's because the name of the sound is Monkey Skulls.
Okay.
And so I guess Jonas has a friend that has the same synthesizer.
Okay.
And it had been a joke between them about like, no, I'm going to be the first one to put this in a song. Like, I'm going to make it fit. And I'm so happy that this like funny, like kind of kooky synth like rhythm sound we were able to put in the track and have it work. There's so many like little things, or like the little crackling that you hear at the beginning.
Yeah, I was gonna ask.
We wanted to have some kind of field noise or something, so a lot of the song has to do with like miscommunication and expectations from people, and a lot of that happened through text and through my phone. So we use these little electromagnetic microphones to pick up the phone signal, so that crackling is noise from my phone.
That's so cool.
So that's how what the song begins and ends with. So it's all these little nerdy little things.
That's super dope. That's great. Well, making a great track and settling like a friend bed and having like those like that's so cool. Well, yeah, we're gonna play it coming up on the show here. So for our listeners, now that you have that context, you can tune in extra hard to
all everybody
the
else will just wonder why I put like microwave crackling sounds at the
sound
start of my track.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how my mom was gonna feel about it. What is that?
Just like a frequency kind of picking up.
Is that like my headphones? What is that?
Yeah, it's not the airwave quality. Wake up call listeners. It is intentional.
It's an artistic choice
part of the song. Fantastic. Well, I guess my final question here would be, what is next? You have the rest of the EP that you're working on.
Yeah, I kind of alluded to it. It'll be pretty far off in the future. I've got a few songs written, but I'm hoping to maybe work on some new ones. I have the CFRC residency coming up.
Right.
So I'll be using that session time to work on some new demos, which might be able to be heard in my live-to-air performance at the end of March.
Cool.
And as always, I'll be teasing new songs and playing them when I do my musicy sets. And I've got I will have had one March 1st.
So
I'm going to keep cooking away on that. Maybe I will try to put some of these synth sounds and not let the This Is It sound fade away completely, because I think I'll stick more to the acoustic side of my music. That's kind of where my main tastes lie,
yeah,
I guess.
For sure.
I'm working with new collaborators and working to kind of have perhaps a backing band for some shows, and overall just really excited to lean into a more full sound than I thought I'd be limited to as a solo artist.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I guess, okay, this is a final question, but I thought of this earlier. I'm just curious, when you're performing at Musique and you talk about workshopping your songs, like what's something that you look for when you're performing something live that like indicates that you'd want to like produce it or take it further? Like that's such a cool process.
That's a really good question.
I don't know if I've heard of somebody who like, to work backwards kind of like that, like to perform it and then to decide, okay, I'm going to develop, like that's super sick. So what is that like?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is kind of, it comes from within. Like I'll play these songs and write them in my bedroom and have a feeling of like, oh, I think I like this one best. Mm-hmm. But then when I'm performing it, then I have a different realization of, oh, I think I'm actually more proud of this song.
Okay.
And some of it's from audience reactions and friend reactions. Mm. There was one song that I wasn't so sure if the lyrics were really hitting the way I wanted to. And then I looked up and my mom was crying and I was like, oh,
okay.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe this one's got something to it. Maybe I shouldn't tuck this one away just yet.
Yeah.
Because I end up writing quite a few songs and there's only so many that I want to pick for recording projects.
Yeah.
So somewhere like Musique.ly where the audiences are so open and sweet to me. It's been something that's been so, so lovely. And one of my favorite things about the Kingston community is how like accepting and just receptive they've been to me trying out new stuff.
Fantastic. And then I guess looking forward, so today is March 3rd. Do you have any live performances coming up? that you want to promote on air today, and it's kind of putting on the spot. Or when can our listeners experience live?
Well, we've got live to air on CFRC on March 30th at noon.
Fantastic.
And then I'm nervous to mention this one because it hasn't been 100% locked in.
Okay.
It's like, it's enough that I think I'll mention it.
Okay.
Just keep an eye out. If it works up, the poster will go up on my Instagram,
okay.
Jessica Wolowicz.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
And if not, then I never said anything. But I'm looking into opening for Evan Jackson at the Grad Club on April 5th.
Oh, my gosh.
He and I are talking about set times and stuff right now and working on the poster.
Cool.
So,
okay.
And I think that I will debut the backing band at that show.
Wow.
So that's pretty exciting.
Okay, big show. Big show April 5th.
Potentially, hopefully.
Okay, pending.
Yeah, and then hopefully some music-y stuff. I got to confirm that, but I'll be around. Check it out on the Instagram, as always.
Fantastic. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
This has been Jessica Wolowicz with her new single coming up, This Is It. And sorry, do you want to say your Instagram one more time? Or like, where can our listeners find you as well?
It's Jessica Wolowicz, and my last name, it's not as daunting as it sounds. It's Wolowicz. You can find me on Spotify, any other streaming sites. Instagram is usually where I post shows and song announcements. So yeah, check it out.
Fantastic.
I'm Jessica Wolowicz, and this is my new single, This Is It.
Getting the sea. And darling, I've been there, trust me. And I'll wait forever. And I'll don't mind the stormy weather. Well, it sure ain't a perfect view, but soon you'll see your skies will be maybe blue. Well, maybe some loser done and broke your heart, and the grocer's out of your favorite chocolate bar, trying to get a grip on butter and lard. And I'm waiting forever. Come on now. And I don't mind the stormy weather. Well, it sure ain't a perfect view, but soon you'll see your skies will be maybe blue. It takes a scorching sun to make the prize winning pumpkin. No quill is made without a whole lot of loving. Sometimes it sure does feel you're making something out of nothing, but just you wait and see. Your skies are gonna be maybe. Your skies will be maybe blue.
Look in the mirror and think something must be wrong. 'Cause I can drive all alone, I got a space of my own, but still can't find someone. And it feels like no one past 17 knows what I'm takes time, but ever just stare up and think of a higher. Just wanna be laying up underneath all of the stars, snuggled in somebody's loving arms. It's something I think about, I pray about. Tell me to love myself, and I've been. Tell me to wait a bit, and I did. Tell me to shoot my shot, but coach never puts me in. What's it like holding hands at the store? What's it like driving to explore? Turning the kitchen to a dance floor. What's it like waking up to a rose, a kiss on the tip of your nose? Getting to share all your favorite shows. I wanna know. You tell me be patient, love takes time. But I've been waiting my whole life. You don't know how it feels to be slowly fading, stuck here waiting on the sideline.
By Robert Adam and Sidelines by Bukola, both Canadian artists, both new releases. So fantastic. This is wrapping up our first hour of all new music here on Indie Wake Up Call. We're going to move into our second hour of music, which are some more Canadian indie classics, some personal favorites of mine, and some stuff I picked to share with you this morning. Coming up next, we have our final first two new songs, I guess. Goals by Sophie Powers, Cold by Voom, and Removalist by Kai Samuels. I apologize. Three more new Canadian indie releases. Big fan of Goals. It kind of has a Riot Girl sort of sound, even though it's a little overproduced, but I'm still a fan, and I thought it was worth sharing this morning. And then we'll be back with even more music. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC.
Every day I inch towards just hurting everyone. I stare straight at the sun, so blind me. Just do it quickly. One cannot strive. What one cannot see. Me.
Those Hello Kitty boots on your neck, girl core. Head banging like a kick drum. Hold up, hold up. Who are you? Who are they? Get up, get out. Someone get them out the way. Once I got it in my sights now, I'm about to get that right now. Think it's time to let them know everything I do is gold. Everything I do, hey. Think it's time to let them know everything I do is gold. Everything I do, hey. Give it up, let it go. Set it up, let it fall down, down, down. And I think it's time to let them know everything I do is gold.
Have you ever been to Extended Family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love Extended Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Bagot Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to Extended Family. Come and have some fun.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
CFRC 101.9 FM.
that I got drunk. Waiting at the boxcar like you wanted. Awaited, called it, you never made it. I'm just sad alone, trying to pick